but it gives us great pleasure to welcome her coach to RSN 927, Chris Marnie, who's joined us on the line. Chris, good morning, and how proud are you waking up the day after?
Morning, guys. Yeah, fantastic day for Kim yesterday and for women's tennis in Australia in general.
We spoke to Kim a couple of weeks ago when she was awarded the wild card on the show, and she discussed the hard run she's had over the last couple of years with injury. Talk to us about what it's like to be coaching her in that situation where she's had so many struggles with her body at such a young age as well.
Yeah, mate, she was going along pretty well. In 2016, she made her debut here against Pliskova, and then shortly after got represented, chosen to represent Australia in the Fed Cup. So she was only 17 at that stage, and things were looking pretty bright. And then she had to have a pretty serious elbow operation that put her out of the game for a full 12 months for the rest of 2016 and 2017. So it's taken her a while. You know, it's probably taken her 12 to 18 months to really get back to the level that we all knew she was capable of and she was expecting of herself. But she had a great group of people around her and her parents and Brett Hunter, one of the other coaches from TA that's done a lot of travel with our girls. So it's really good to see Kim back on this stage.
Chris, great to be talking to you this morning, the morning after Kim's great performance yesterday. Has that, as much as it's a setback and the injury and it's difficult to overcome, has it built some great characteristics of champions, I suppose, like a bit of resilience and a bit of patience as well?
Yeah, I think it has. They asked Kim those questions yesterday, and she said she never thought there was a time when she wouldn't play tennis again, but she, you know, the thoughts entered her mind about how long it would take her to get back to this stage and where she wanted to be. So I think definitely taking time away from the sport that you love makes you appreciate it a bit more and probably build some of those personal qualities even more.
In terms of your coaching and talking to Kim about playing someone like Donna Vekic, what are your instructions? Because there is such a discrepancy in the rankings. Is it almost go out there and enjoy yourself because it's a free hit, or are there certain things you want to get out of every time Kim takes the court at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think there's always a couple of tactical things you want the players to try to execute under pressure, but a lot of it's about confidence. Kim's had a couple of top 50 wins this summer now, including a top 10 win against Kazakhtina in Brisbane. So yeah. She plays a pretty powerful game. She's able to dictate a lot of points. So for her, a lot of it is going out and just being able to execute her own game style, and then around that, maybe just trying to do one or two things that put the opposition in a little bit of trouble.
What would they be? She comes up against the second seed Angelique Kerber today. Oh, sorry, tomorrow. What are those things that you've scoped out about Kerber that she might be able to unlock with her game?
Yeah, that's certainly going to be a challenging one. Angie's one of the best players in the world and won this tournament before. So we'll sit down today, Brett and I, and have a look at some footage of Kerber and see if we can find one or two ways that, you know, that Kim can try to have some success. She's got a doubles match today, so we'll get through that this morning and then take a look at tomorrow's matchup.
What does it do for her year as well, Chris? Because I think a lot of people don't realise how tough life is on the tennis tour when you're ranked outside the top 20 or the top 50 in the world. It is a constant challenge, and also finances are very difficult to come by. What does this base give her for 2019?
Yeah, look, I think her ranking moves to about 140 or 150, and she started the summer to 270 or 280, so it's been a big rise for her in the last 3 weeks. So that's going to certainly help her financially, but also schedule-wise, in the next couple of months, we'll have to sit down and look at that at the end of this tournament and see what it means for her, because the higher they rank, the better the tournaments they can get in. So we had a tentative schedule mapped out for her for the next couple of months, but we'll have to see if that changes at all based on where she ends up.
I dare say it might be changing a little bit, Chris. You might have to have a few more entries in the diary.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, we'll have a look at that.
It's been a fantastic story. We're absolutely wrapped for you and everyone at Tennis Australia, and especially Kim Lee. We followed her after speaking to her a couple of weeks ago after she was awarded the wild card, and we get to follow her again tomorrow. All the best, and we'll be wishing you and Kim both well.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Anytime.